The Monroe County Sheriff's Office will not release body camera footage from two officers who shot and killed a man last week. In a statement from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office on Friday, Captain of Operations Ryan Davis stated that the Monroe County Prosecutor's Office requested the Sheriff's Office withhold the footage. Captain Davis wrote, quote, "The Monroe County Prosecutor's Office has requested that the Monroe County Sheriff's Office not release the body-worn camera footage of the shooting until the investigation is submitted to their office for review. What that said, we will not be releasing the body-worn camera footage until the Monroe County Prosecutor's Office advises us that we can," unquote. Last week, Monroe County deputies shot and killed a resident northwest of Bloomington. The deputies, one of whom was a trainee, were assisting the serving of a warrant to a Monroe County address. Last week's shooting also marked the second deployment of the Bloomington Police Department's newly acquired armored vehicle. Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain says the vehicle was deployed after deputies were unable to verify that no one else was in the residence following the shooting. Sheriff Swain says the suspect, who has been identified as 24-year-old Daniel Boyer by the Monroe County coroner, raised his gun towards the deputies, who shot him four times. WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaks with Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain about the incident and the investigation in today's feature report.
When do you expect the investigation on the Tower Road shooting to be completed?
Well, the criminal investigation by the detective should be in the hands of the prosecutor before the week's out. That's what I've been told by the investigators.
After you end up submitting that to the prosecutor's office, then would it be time to turn over any kind of body cam footage to the public?
We'll be doing an administrative review of the shooting as well to determine if the internal investigation is needed. There's a couple of other things regarding the case before final determination is made. But once the prosecutor's office is comfortable with body camera footage being released, I will do that while I'm conducting an administrative investigation. That'll include me and my command staff to review the evidence of the case to determine if the officers were within legal and administrative guidelines. Of course, the prosecutor's office will make the decision on the legal guidelines if there were any laws violated. This is a case where a human life was taken by another person, and the statutes apply as well to law enforcement. There is consideration of reasonableness of a police officer versus a layperson, but we will conduct our investigation to determine if policies and procedures were followed, and then make a determination on the status of the deputies who were involved.
And the fact that one of these deputies was a trainee, or at least fairly recent addition to the sheriff's office, would that end up weighing in on the administrative review?
It could weigh in on if there are training issues that need to be addressed, if he is following the procedure as he knows them, and the training as he knows them at this stage of his career. But then, as I just mentioned, we may also, when we do a review of officer-involved events, determine if the training needs to be adjusted. So there are a lot of things that could benefit or be addressed with a administrative review of an event like this.
And Sheriff Swain, has anything like this happened during your stint with the sheriff's office?
No. Well, we've had some officer-involved shootings with no fatalities during my career, which goes back to 1985. The last time there was a fatality, it actually happened in the previous jail. People would come to visit inmates on visitation day, and they would actually go up into the cell blocks and stand near the, you know, the old-fashioned bars, like you might see in an old West movie. That was the way the jail was constructed, and the inmate had grabbed a woman as a hostage, reaching through the bars, and had something held against her. I can't remember what it was, but the county sheriff had actually given the gentleman several warnings, and when he did not release her, the sheriff shot and killed that inmate. And that was in the early 1950s. And to my knowledge, between then and now, we've not had a fatal shooting. Prior to that, a sheriff and a city officer were pursuing a bank robber, and he was shot and killed. And that would have been in the 30s during the heyday of the Dillinger and all the other bank robberies happening in the Midwest. And those are the only ones that I can recall involving the sheriff's office.
Sheriff Swain, the decision, this gentleman was purportedly going to be at the address when officers showed up, and there seemed to be some kind of expectation that he may be there. Is that why officers were stationed at the rear in the woods?
Yes, they had made a check earlier at that same residence and had, I think, learned after the fact that when they pulled into the driveway, he ran out the back door. So two of the deputies anticipated that happening. And two or three, they walked about a half a mile through the woods to get to the rear of the residence undetected, and then awaited for a uniformed car to come to the front door, which prompted this person to run out the back door with a firearm in his hand. At this point, we'll be as transparent as can be, and I can say I am thankful that our body cameras were working that day. We had recently had a bad product, and body cameras were failing, and the county commissioners had authorized over $100,000 to replace these body cameras and pay for the data storage. And so these units had only been in operation a few weeks. So I'm glad that we have the body camera footage available and that the commissioners saw the value of those being back into service. So for that, I'm grateful, and we will release the footage as soon as it's prudent. One of the other things I'd like to say as well is the coroner's talked with next of kin, and I will likely, before I release the footage to the public, give some of that family an opportunity to review it ahead of time, so the first place they see it won't be on television. So I think it's about all I can think of at this point.
And are you aware, is the family here in county or nearby?
Some family in the neighboring county in Lawrence, and some family does live here. The coroner went and spoke with them, I think, the day of the shooting. And according to her, they were aware of what happened at the trailer and were, I don't know if they were certain it was their relative or suspected it might be, so when she arrived, it was confirming that they were aware of an event out there, so it didn't strike them out of the blue so much as it confirmed what they were worried about.
And Sheriff Swain, the decision to call upon the armored car, the CERT team, that would have come across your desk, correct?
No. Okay. There is. I have a memorandum of understanding with Bloomington Police Department on the CERT team and my deputies who are members of the CERT team. It's been made known on the protocols of when the unit is, when the armored vehicle is used. There are certain protocols, and they fit in this case. So it's just as a similar event involving a firearm a couple of weeks ago fit in the protocol that was set forth. It's been a matter of news for quite some time. So when it comes to the officer safety and firearms are used, I guess that's part of when that flow chart court decision making occurs, and so that's a decision that they don't ask me, do I want it? It's just part of bringing it out when firearms are used.
That was WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaking with Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain about last week's fatal shooting of a suspect.